Hey everybody, and welcome to the next episode of the Faux Bros Podcast. It's about two guys who love snapbacks, candles, and feelings, and we just want to have conversations. My name is Joshua
Matthew.
Joshua Matthew.
Oh. I mean, it sounds very biblical.
My middle name is David.
Mine's William. That's not biblical.
So I'm more biblical than you.
Yeah, definitely.
Clearly, I'm more biblical than you.
I'm more...
What? You're more what?
I was going to say I'm more holy than you, and then I just realized that's going to sound real bad.
you utilize more of the...
All right!
So today, guys, before we even get sharded, light the...
Did you say sharded?
Yes, I did. Sorry. The 15-year-old...
Was that on purpose?
Yes. Yeah, I'm sorry. I do apologize.
I would have loved to see you on a date, like, in high school.
Well,
which brings us to our topic. But let me light the candle.
What is the scent of the day, my friend?
This one is called Amber Skies. Yes, Amber Skies.
Is it from the guy that you said last week?
What?
William Friedel or whatever his name?
Oh, Henry Mendel. No. That this one is actually, I believe, is from Home Goods. I think Pamela bought this one.
Sand.
It's nice. It smells like it kind of smells like Abercrombie.
Oh, then I'm not gonna be a fan of that smell.
I love that smell. I'm not gonna lie. I know people hate it, but like I secretly bought it like maybe 2 years ago, and I walked into the store and I told the girl that I was buying it for my little nephew. It was his first cologne, but secretly I bought it and sprayed it on my sheets.
So did you?
It's so awful.
Was it for your nephew at all, or did you just?
I don't even have a nephew. No, I made up the whole story.
Oh God.
And the girl literally handed me the box with the Abercrombie Fierce in it. And she was like, tell your nephew happy birthday. He's going to love it. He'll probably get a girlfriend. I'm like, oh, you bet that's going to happen. And then I went home and sprayed it on my sheets.
Oh, my gosh. How old were you? Was this like
29?
Yeah. It's not that I hate the scent. It's that it's so
Matthew,
much.
It's not that I hate you, but...
I don't hate you. I just mildly dislike you sometimes.
Right back at you, bro.
Thanks for wearing a semi-snapback today.
Oh, I didn't even plan this.
It's not really a snapback.
It's more of a fitted front,
it's
if you will.
It's a fitted front.
But yeah. The reason why I'm wearing this hat is because I had dinner with a friend last night who's in town from Jersey.
Uh-huh.
And I was out a little bit too late. Woke up for work this morning, and I didn't shower. So all this is from last night. Not the outfit. I have clean underwear on, and I... freshened up for work, but I didn't.
What is that? What does freshen up mean?
Like I had to, like, you know, clean the areas and
get the crevices.
Yeah,
yeah. That's all right. Well, this is working.
Do I smell bad?
No, okay. Man.
Do I smell bad now?
No, you always smell like some bougie New York, like
really,
like handbag store or something.
Oh, so I smell like leather and leather and like gardenia, probably.
I don't even know what that is.
All right.
Today's topic is basically the 90s versus now, when we were kids, when we were teenagers, versus what reality is years later.
We weren't teenagers in the 90s. Well, you were, because you're like, what, 10 years older than me?
Oh, wow. 9 years. Maybe, I don't know. I'm 34. How old are
you? I'm 31, so three years.
Yeah, I was...
So you were 15. I was 12 in 1999.
Yeah, I graduated in 02, so yeah, I was... Yeah.
I graduated in 05.
Yeah, I had a few years of teenage dumb in the 90s. Yeah. I keep glancing over your phone, and it makes me think of, like, growing up and then now. He has a shattered phone, by the way.
This just happened last night. I was dancing at the Abbey, and I'm just kidding. I'm just
kidding. But we were talking off camera, and I was like, hey, do you remember? Like, I never worried about breaking my phone until, like, the iPhone came out.
When did you first get a cell phone?
I got a cell phone when I was 16, and I could only use it to call when I got somewhere or when I was leaving somewhere. I wasn't allowed to use it just to call up people.
I remember when I sent my first text message. Yeah. I vividly remember.
Is this back when text messages
was
had
T9?
Was like Twitter, where you could only use a certain amount of...
And you had to, like, tap the buttons to get the letters?
1, 2, 3, 1, 2.
In the bottom of my little screen, it said, like, MSG for messages, and then it said, like, TXT for text, right? Or whatever. And the messages were voicemails.
Okay.
So, one day, being bored, I clicked the TXT tea or whatever. And I was like, oh, what is this? I said, what's a text? I was like, what's this? So I literally wrote out hello. And I pushed send, right? And I sent it to my friend. I said, hey, I just sent you, like, a message with words on it. Like, do you see it? And she goes, no. I said, well, wait
you
for
called,
it.
You called this person to I say, call, did I you called, get my text?
Yes, I called her and said, hey, I just sent you a word message. I didn't even call it a text. And I was like, tell me if you got it. And she goes, yeah, it just says hello. I'm like, really? And then like T9 happened where we kind of like formulate the words for you by hitting whatever. Mm-hmm. But yeah, but I remember sending that text. Like, did you get that? And then she's like, yeah. And she's like, yeah, it says hello. But remember, it was like a little mailbox that sent like a little note. Do you remember?
Yeah.
Like a little gift.
A little mail symbol would pop up on at least the Nokia phone I had.
Yeah. On the Motorola phone that I had.
Okay.
It was like a little black and white mailbox that the lid would open and like a letter would come out when you would send the message. It was so crazy.
And that was new technology. I remember thinking, wow, like, I don't have time to call someone. I just want to send them a little thought of mine. Like, because I was dating a girl. I had just moved to, like, New York. I was 18. I was dating a girl that was still in Georgia. And I'm like, wait, I can send her a private message without calling and annoying anyone? I could just send her a text?
Yeah.
This is incredible.
Mm-hmm.
And now, what, 14, 13 years later, 15 years later, I'm the worst texter in the world.
Yeah, but, you want to talk about that?
But back when text first came into the scene, I was obsessed with it, and I would respond immediately and stare at my phone and wait for them to text me.
Oh, yeah.
And then now, I'm like, God, another text. Oh, I'm in a group text. Oh, I hate group text. They're always chiming in, and I don't care what they're talking about. No, now they're talking about something I care
about. Yeah,
you're
a really great friend.
See, we should do a whole episode on
texting etiquette.
Phone etiquette. And how it relates to actual friendship, because I think I view it differently than a lot of people, which gets me into a lot of trouble, because a lot of friends have confronted me saying, dude, you need to text me back. And I'm like,
yeah.
But I'm like, dude, when we're in person, I am so locked into this conversation. I care about you. If you called me and needed me, I'd be there in a sec.
But I rarely text you like, hey, man, what's going on? How you doing? We never have like a conversation. For me, it's always like making plans for things. I'm like, are you awake? Are you alive? What's going on? I'm coming over at 4:30. Like, where are we going to dinner? I'm starving. How much do you weigh? Like, you know what I mean? Like, it's always a question.
And can I touch on every single thing that you just said are all separate texts? You don't do it in the paragraph.
No.
How are you? Where are we going? What's going on?
My hair color is red. I text how I talk.
But it's like, type it, send it. Type it, send it. I'm like, dude, just put it in one paragraph and send it. Because my phone's going bzzz.
And with all that activity, he still doesn't reply.
I'm a terrible texter, but back when it came out, people weren't considered bad texters. It was just a new thing.
Yeah. Like, were you an AOL screen name boy?
I used to get into the chat rooms. Dude, I did the whole A/S/L question.
What was your...
Age, sex, location?
Yeah, what was your first screen name?
Oh, shut up, dude. Why do we gotta do this?
I need to know what it is.
Don't.
I need to know what it is. We're talking about the 90s.
Da-bomb 7277. Da-bomb.
Are you serious?
Yeah,
Is that what you thought about yourself or how you hoped other people would view you?
It was just a cool phrase that people would say back then. And I was just like, I'm Da-bomb. I wanted to be Da-bomb.
Do you know what mine
was? What was it?
Mine's bad.
Is it worse than Da-bomb?
Yeah, it was Showbiz Kid. I swear to God, that's what it was. Back when I thought I could dance.
Oh my goodness, Showbiz with a Z.
It was definitely with a Z. It was Showbiz Kid, and it was like the
How old were you?
27. No, just kidding. No, I was. I think I probably got my first screening when I was like 10 or 11, around there.
Yeah,
but it was Showbiz Kid 1490, and the S was capitalized. The H was lowercase.
Picking which ones you capitalized was a big deal.
And then remember the profile where you could put like the blinking like things? Like you would click it and it would say like, mine was always like a dramatic song quote from like Lisa Loeb or something. I was like, stay.
Oh my God.
You say, I only hear what I want to. ... And my away messages were always dramatic.
I'm sure.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, man. I bet I don't think kids do this now. God, I'm calling them kids because I'm an old fart. Chat rooms now, I don't think are even really a thing.
Like, well, that's what I think. I was just talking.
I just want to say, like,
I didn't mean to interrupt.
What was? No, but I was gonna say, like, what what was chat room life like for you? Because I remember just wishing for my parents to go see a movie in the living room so that I could use the family computer to, like, get in those chat rooms mm-hmm. for, like, an hour and search the ones that had certain, like, demographics and titles, trying to see if I could find a girl that lived in maybe Tennessee and maybe I could get a girlfriend.
So you were like, a creeper online?
I wasn't a creeper. They were little chat Josh. Rooms just for, like, people to flirt and talk to each other. That's how I used it.
Right. Sorry, I lost my sound. I don't know what happened, but...
Because you keep, oh, you keep playing
wait.
With it.
Ah, there we go. Wait.
What are you doing?
I don't know what's happening. I can't hear myself anymore.
You gotta put it in all the way, dude. You can't just do the tip.
I'll let that one slide. No, okay, so... For me, I was not a chat room boy. I was just my... I had my, like... Oh, it was called your buddy list. Remember? It was called
yeah.
your buddy list.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
You with the away or on.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. My crush is on.
Oh, right well, now. My crush is on. Like, shut down the world. But, no, I was never allowed to go into chat rooms because that's where the... I was talking with friends about this recently. I said, remember how crazy in the 90s when your parents, like, stay at a chat rooms, don't tell anybody where you live, don't give out your phone number or your address, and now we literally check in every location we are, where we are, who we're with, what time we were there. Like, you can find anybody nowadays. Yeah. I mean, people find celebrity addresses and go to their houses and, you know. Uh-huh. It's just crazy how much things have changed from the 90s and, you know, it was kind of like you kind of hid yourself from the world and now everybody knows everything about you. You can locate where people work, who they're married to, where their favorite pizza place is. It's crazy.
Asking someone, like, what state they lived in was a huge deal. And now I just can see any random person and their entire story and hop on Instagram and be like, oh, they just posted. They're at this. It's mm-hmm. just bizarre how in the 90s... It was so limited back then, but it felt like the world could just be grabbed. I could do anything I want.
Yeah.
But you're, like, shooting into the dark.
Yeah.
Like, I didn't know who I was talking to. Except for the, you're right, the buddy list. Oh gosh, man. If I remember, like, the big
and the
moment.
The sounds of the doors closing when someone would sign off.
Yes. Oh. I remember, like, being in ninth grade and mustering up the courage to ask my crush at school, hey, what's your
screen name?
Is your screen name? Maybe I can add you and maybe we can IM sometime. And when they would give it to you and you'd see them pop on, you're like, do I say hey first? What do you do?
Yeah.
Oh
yeah.
My, but now that's kind of like Bumble and Tinder.
No, well, it's also because it's kind of funny how many buddies you had. Because I remember it was like, it was very selective. And it's kind of like how many followers you have on Instagram now.
How many
you know?
Buddies do you have?
Yeah.
I mean, I have 8. Oh, I have 80. What?
And you could also like remove buddies and they could no longer contact you.
I remember
you.
Getting in fights with some of my friends being like, I'm deleting you from my buddy list.
Yeah, but they still could contact you. Remember when someone's name would pop up and you didn't know who it was? And then you're always like, oh my God, who is
who
this?
Who dis?
Yeah.
Who dis?
Who are you? Yeah.
Yeah. Oh my God.
And there was actually a lot of online bullying then too, because you could like message people like really mean things and like kids were...
Like anonymously.
Yeah.
Kind of like how the internet is now.
Do you remember Smarter Child? It was a screen name you could IM and it would respond to you and it was just like a computer.
They had bots within the chat rooms that would like moderate and you could ask questions and it would say
yeah,
stuff.
Yeah, it was called like, I think it was like Smarter Child or something.
Wow, dude.
Yeah. Oh my God. It's bringing me back. While S Club 7 was playing on the radio.
Name, sing one of their songs.
I never had a dream come
oh,
true.
Oh, that was them?
Yeah. Day that I found you. That's not really how I sing, guys. Just
you got Southern. I found you.
Like S Club 7, or like I was obsessed with Vitamin C, the graduation song. I just thought that song was the
shit. We go on together.
Yeah, as we go on, we remember. Yeah, that one.
That was my brother's graduation song.
It was our 8th grade graduation song. I know. Also, how amazing like to think how important your 8th grade graduation was to you, or your 8th grade dance. Like, that's just, in hindsight, it's just, like, who, like it's not that big of a deal.
That's why, like, a movie, like, 17 again, when Zac Efron, like, goes back
mm-hmm.
to high school with the knowledge that he has as an adult, I always thought, even in my 20s, I'm like, if I could go back to high school now with what I know and how I feel about myself, ooh.
I'd be the hottest thing ever.
not necessarily the hottest, but I'm like, I would be so much more confident. And the people that like I was afraid to talk to, I'd go straight up to them. Because I'm so easily personal to other people. Like, now I'm so open to talking to strangers.
Who's told you that?
You did. Your mom said that was nice.
Yeah, well, that's actually saying a lot. My mom doesn't... She's very hard on people. in the sense of like she's very hard's the wrong word. She's very good at calling out people for being bad people. Like she can read you. But anyway, go ahead.
But like the people that are watching and listening, if you're past high school, if you could go back to high school for like a week as yourself with the knowledge and mentality and like gumption that you have, would you do it? Like I would go back for a week, but like go, like literally send me back to 1998.
But in your,
With the brain I have now.
But would you have your 1998 body and like,
yeah, sure.
She was like, look like the same. Okay.
I would look the same, but I would have my brain now.
Okay.
I would go back. Oh man, it would be so different.
I don't know. I don't know.
I was so intimidated by people. I was so insecure, so scared. It'd be so different now.
Yeah.
You wouldn't do it? You're so much more confident. Now think about all the stuff that you're struggling with like your sexuality and being accepted and body issues. I'm not saying like you don't have any of those struggles now, but you're so much more confident and strong.
Would you
go back and be like, yo,
I don't know. I don't know. High school wasn't bad for me. High school, I went to a performing arts high school, and we were a graduating class of 85 kids, and there wasn't really like a popular group. We were all just more just like, we were all just kind of individual, if that makes sense. So sure. High school wasn't bad. I wasn't bullied in high school. Well, it's a lie. It wasn't that bad, I would say.
Yeah.
Middle school was hell for me. Oh, so I would, you could not pay me to go back to middle school. I don't care whose brain or whatever, but now I know.
If you could go back to senior year for a week with your brain now. And that's a question for you guys too in the comment section for those that are watching. Would you go back for a week with your brain now?
I don't know.
Or a day.
I'll go back for a day.
A day.
For a day for sure.
Just to walk through and like...
But does everybody there also know that we're back in high school for a day?
No.
It's just a day.
It's a day from your past with the people where they were then. They haven't progressed. It's exactly who they were. Your teachers are who they were.
Are there any repercussions?
Like, No, it doesn't have a ripple effect. It's just, if you want to just experience what life would have been like with the confidence and knowledge that you have now back then.
I probably would get into a lot of trouble because even in high school, I was that person who would raise her hand in geometry class and I was like, why do we need to know this? This is dumb. You're wasting my time. Now I would just be like, I'm not, this is ridiculous. Like, I never use geometry.
Yeah. You know? I would talk to teachers a little differently. The coaches that would act like older bullies to people.
Yeah, they did. That's why I hated gym class.
So I'd be like, oh God, I would love to go back and say some things with the confidence that I have now.
Yeah, I think I would talk to my teachers more as peers, rather than, I didn't do my homework. I've been like, listen, last night was a rough night. Like I was really tired.
I was at the Abbey. I dropped my phone.
Oh my God, my phone is broken. My iPhone is like, what's an iPhone? Listen, in about like 15 years, you're gonna know.
Yeah, guys, the 90s, I still think is my favorite decade that I've lived in so far, and I've lived in 3.5.
Yeah, you're right.
The 90s were my favorite.
Yeah.
What about you?
I kind of love 2018, not gonna lie. But I do... The 90s are cool. It was more of an innocent time. Less stressful time, because I wasn't an adult.
A day of innocence. A decade of innocence for me.
A day of Lunchables and...
And Pogs and Slammers and...
The good days.
Yeah. No bills. They're good. No bills.
No bills. That's a big thing. Yeah.
I do like 2018 the best.
Yeah.
But as a decade, I'm going for the 90s.
Yeah.
All right, guys. Thanks for listening to this episode of The Faux Bros. We will be back next week with a brand new episode. Why don't you follow us over at Faux Bros on Twitter and Instagram? Hit us up. Let us know what you want to hear from us. We would love to do a whole episode where we just answer viewer and listener questions.
That would be really so much fun.
Yeah.
I would love to.
You can ask us advice questions. Not saying we would give you great advice, but we might give
you... We can try.
...entertaining advice. But we would genuinely try.
I'm actually really good at giving advice.
You know what? Fine. Let's do a whole episode where you need the advice of the Faux Bros, and we will do our darndest to do that for you.
All right.
Let's do that for the next episode.
I mean, I can't help out myself.
Same here.
But I can give really good advice.
I'm the king. We are the kings of that. Oh gosh. I can give the most brilliant, grounded, self-aware advice to anyone out there. I cannot take it into play for myself.
So next week on The Faux Therapist.
Yes.
I don't have a degree in this.
And neither do I, so it should be fun. Hit us up on Instagram and Twitter. I am Joshua.
I'm Matthew.
We'll see you next week on the Faux Bros Podcast.
And hopefully we're not going to cut out this time. Charge your battery, Josh.
Cut it out. Dave Coulier, 90s.
Just cut.